To share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, is Siman Reish Mem Ches. We're in the middle of Sif Dalid. We're in the middle of discussing a person who leaves on a caravan and that's going to be traveling on Shabbos, and he's leaving before Shabbos. He's not allowed to leave within 3 days. He has to leave earlier in the week. But now we're going to discuss what about if he's leaving for a mitzvah. Va'olol Eretz Yisrael, in his Damna Loi Shayara, the person is making Aliyah, and he comes upon a caravan that's leaving afilu b'erev Shabbos, even on erev Shabbos. Came into the bar mitzvah, who yachal lifor. Since it's the bar mitzvah, he can go and travel with the caravan. But u'paisik imahem lishbos, he has to stipulate with them that they have to stop for Shabbos. V'machar sheyu midbar, if once they're in the midbar, lo yirtu lishbos, they don't want to stop. Then, right, lishbos imo, they don't want to stop with him for Shabbos. Yachal alechas imahem, he could continue with them even chutz l'tchum, even outside the tchum, which might even be in Issa Daraisa if it's more than Yud Bet Nil. Remember, 2,000 Amos is the Issa Darabanan, but Yud Bet Nil might be in Issa Daraisa of Tchumen, of leaving the Tchum. But it would be okay, Mivnei Pikuach Nefesh, because since he's out in the wilderness, in the Midbar, in the desert, it is dangerous, and he would be able to continue on once he stipulated with them to stop, and they did not stop as he requested. Sif katan chav ches va'ol el eretz Yisrael. Yesh omim, there are those that say the hainu dafka kedei l'siyashev ba. There are those that say this is specifically if you're going to make aliyah. Yesh omim dafilu amanas lapsar. Others say no, just a trip to Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. Why? Even if he's going to return, dilahaloch ba hiluch arba amos navi havi mitzvah. Just walking down amos in Eretz Yisrael is also a mitzvah. We've prad and specifically l'fima shehekel Ramah. We're going to see coming up in the Ramah b'sofa simun in the Haggah, that where we're going to see that he expands Dvar Mitzvah to even going for Parnasa purposes. So for sure, going on a trip to Eretz Yisrael, Vadai Gamzehu Bechlal Dvar Mitzvah, that would also be included in the general expanded definition of going for a Dvar Mitzvah, and you'd be able to join the caravan even on Friday, even within 3 days before Shabbos. Now, Uposek Imahem Lishbos, he has to go ahead and he has to specify with those leaving that they have to stop with him. Psika huli kuva, and the agreement to stop on their part is ikuva, is something that is a prerequisite in order to go. Vim lo yisratzu bazel lo yelech imam. If they did not agree, he cannot go with them. Kamosha b'yagi, like it's spelled out of the Be'alacha. What does he say in the Be'alacha? The Be'alacha says that when you're talking about desert traveling, this stipulation and their agreeing to stop is a prerequisite. Even if you'd be mekel, if we remember, there was a shayla, the same shayla, whether it's only lemitzvah or it's liikuva, when it comes to someone setting sail, whether or not the sea captain would have to agree in order for you to set sail, or you just have to ask them. But if they disagree, you could still go. There are those that held that way. But why here is it liikuva? Why here, sure, going to everyone, is it a prerequisite? So comes the beralacha, and he says it because many paskin that unlike the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah that we saw in Sif Aleph, that a person is not allowed to go ahead and embark. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to go ahead and embark on a trip, on a caravan, trip on a from the beginning of the week. But if it's going to definitely, these posts can hold, that if it's going to definitely result in pikuach nefesh, you wouldn't be able to leave for a mitzvah-related purpose even from the beginning of the week. Now, we're more makel with respect to a sea voyage because it involves just isurei drabanan, since the isur of tchum doesn't apply on a daraisa level to water travel. So therefore, we allow it during the first 3 days of the week or for a mitzvah if it's later in the week. But land travel farther than 12 mil is aser min haTorah. It's iser tchumen min haTorah. Therefore, the Be'er Halacha says, you can't put yourself into a situation that will require you to go ahead and be mechal al Shabbos and be over iser tchumen de oraisa, even if it's traveling for a mitzvah. The stipulation is critical that they agree to cease traveling when Shabbos hits, when Shabbos comes. That's the distinction. If katan lamed yochol aleches, so you'll be able to continue on if they do not listen in the end. If in the end they agreed when they left, but once Shabbos came, they decided, we're going to continue. So you'd be allowed to continue with them. Why? Because the reason why you're allowed to go with them is if you're afraid to stay there in the Midbar by yourself. Shema yifkashu bo chayes ra'os, maybe lions and tigers and bears will come and rip you apart. Or yifku bo listim, or you'll encounter robbers. V'yigzalu b'menu b'hemto, and they'll steal your, these bandits will steal your animals. V'lo yuchal aleches b'raglav v'yistake, and you're not going to be able to walk in the desert, you'll be in sakana situation. Or yichlu mamono, they'll take your properties, your money. V'lo yuchal achios etatzvo midbar, and you won't be able to survive in the midbar. Or she'yichlu b'menu b'mabushav b'zman akor, or they'll take away your clothes in the time when it's freezing cold. Kulamu b'chlal, these are all cases of savi b'kuach nefesh. And if it's savi b'kuach nefesh, mutter le'lechimahem, you can mechal al Shabbos for savi b'kuach nefesh. Even chum, for short chum, even if it's a raisa, you can go ahead and transgress it if it's a savi b'kuach nefesh. And you can go even chut for chum, sifkat and laman aleph, v'wat did afilu chut liyud beiz mil, even if it's outside of 12 mil, namishari, it's also going to be permissible, even though it's a doraisa of tchumen, according to those we've shown him. Achi yagi el makom, you can go up until a place, she'ein sham shuv chashash, there's no longer any chashash of sakaras nefashos, that's where you have to stop. V'yifarid mehem, and there you have to then separate from them. Once there's no longer any sakaras nefashos, you have no heter to continue on with them. V'yishbos sham, because you're involved in an isr doraisa of isr tchumen, of yudbet mil, and you have to stop right there. And and from that point, you'll have 2,000 amos from wherever you had your shvisa that you separated from the group at the place where it is no longer a sakanas nefashos place. Now back to the Shulchan Aruch. Now let's say you continued on with them because it was sakanas nefashos, and they finally got to a city. So on Shabbos, so mahalech es kula, you'll be able to travel through that whole city. You'll be able to walk through that whole city by yourself. And even if they drop you off outside the city, and it's not in a city where you could walk unlimited, but you want to walk into the city, you'll be allowed to, mutter, you'll be allowed to go into the city. Why? The kevan, the dvar mitzvah, nafak, since you left for a dvar mitzvah, yeshlo alpayim ama l'chol ruach. You have 2,000 amos from every direction. In other words, since you left, and it was okay to leave, because you left for the bar mitzvah, and they just didn't listen, so therefore, wherever they leave you off, you have 2,000 amos from that spot. If they leave you off inside a city, even if it's not a walled city, in this case, you'd be allowed to walk throughout the city. Sif katan lamid beis, v'im nichnas, the kevin deba'onas yatza chutz l'tchum, since it was against your will that they left the tchum, v'nei pikuach nefesh. No, it was an ones for you that you left the tchum because of pikuach nefesh, because you weren't going to leave the caravan. And you were forced into it because they didn't want to stop, and you weren't going to stay by yourself because of pikuach nefesh. So therefore, it's an ones. V'gam b'tchilaso b'shus nafak, and also originally when you went, it was okay to leave because it was a dvar mitzvah and you stipulated. So since you did everything right, and now it's an ones, alkein lo avi kishay yatzah chut l'tchum, it's not considered like every other case where you go ahead, let's say you went ahead and you left the tchum. The halacha is, if you left the tchum and it's not an onei situation, ein lo ela arba amos, you only have dalet amos from where you stop outside the tchum. Because of Magen Avraham, the dafka kishalach v'var mitzvah gemurah, says, this leniency of 2,000 amos from wherever you stop or walking through the whole city, once they stop in the city, that's only the dafka kishalach v'var mitzvah gemurah. That's only if they left for a full-blown mitzvah. The lo kishalach l'schora. And not if they just went for business. We said that we're going to see the Ramah that expands the Bar Mitzvah to even going for business. Because he says, that after Das Hargo, even though we're going to see in the Ramah, Shagamze Mikri Tzorech Mitzvah, that leaving for business is like a Tzorech Mitzvah, and you're allowed to leave within 3 days of Shabbos. You can leave on Friday. Mikol Makom, that's only in terms of being allowed to leave and stipulating, etc. But, Le'inyin Shiyah Yachol La'aloch B'tov Kol Ayir, but with respect to the Halacha, that if they don't listen and then they get to a city, that you'll be allowed to walk through the whole city? And also, with what the Mechaber writes, that they have 2,000 amos from wherever they stop. If they stop outside the city, you cannot rely on the Rama, who says that going for Schora is considered like leaving for a mitzvah. And the only time we're going to say that it's like the Bar Mitzvah is for the initial leaving, not if you're in a situation where they didn't listen and you went outside the tchum, and then you would have to only have the dalet amos, and you would not be able to walk 2,000 amos or walk throughout the whole city if you land in the city. Kaven shahar pei poskim cholkin azeh, since there are many poskim that are cholik on this. The kaven del bar mitzvah, the reason why it's okay that you can walk throughout the city, and you can also, if you're outside the city, you have 2,000 amos here as opposed to just dalet amos. So he says, because it's going, because you went for a dvar mitzvah. That's why, and it's an onus. Now comes the Mishnah Berurah, aval en yata metchil dvar rishus. What happens if you didn't do what was right? You left within 3 days, you left on Friday, not for a dvar mitzvah, for a dvar rishus. Avshata hayam mutar lo leches in ayam chutz tchum and nevikuach nevesh, even though now it would have been mutter to go with them outside the tchum once you went. If it's a bikuach nevesh situation, mikomakom kevan sha'avar metchil avdas chachon, since initially he went against the Chachamim, the Mashayotza, in that he left with the caravan, Tov Shoshi Yom, within 3 days. Harehu Kishar Yotzei Chutz Tchum. This is like leaving the Tchum Stam. Deinlo Ela Arba Amos. All he's going to have is 4 Amos. And he's not going to have this ability to go 2,000 Amos from where they stopped. Because he didn't leave under the guidance of the Chachamim. He left the Isser within 3 days of Shabbos. If he left since he had to go outside the tchum based on bikuach nefesh, and they left earlier in the week, the person left earlier in the week, he'll have the 2,000 amos for wherever they stop, Kemosha Kasav, like we'll see in Siman Tav Zayin, Od Kasav. He also writes, Dimhalach Tok Shosha Yamim, Nesha Savar Shemutel Alech Tok Shosha Yamim. What happens if a person didn't know the halacha? And he left within 3 days of Shabbos, he left on Friday, because he thought it's okay to travel on Friday, he didn't know the halacha. Havile Shogeg, that's viewed as a Shogeg, and therefore since he left B'Shogeg, Yeshal Alpayim Amal L'chol Ruach, he'll have the full 2,000 Amos in every direction. And this is what the other Achronim say as well. Let's look now at the Ramah. Hagah Yesh Omrim. This is what we were referring to, this Ramah. Shekol Makom Shadam Holech. Wherever a person goes, if it's L'schora, if it's for business, or L'ros Pnei Chavero, or it's to see a friend, so whether he's taking a sea voyage, or whether he's going by caravan, it's going to be viewed as a Dvar Mitzvah, if it's for business, or to see a friend. Chashuv HaKol Dvar Mitzvah. It's all viewed as a Dvar Mitzvah. Ve'eno Chashuv Dvar Rishus. Rakish Aholech L'tayel. It's only considered going for a Dvar Rishus if you stop taking a pleasure trip. The Alkein Nagu, based on this, there was a Minag, B'Ksas Mekomos, in some places, L'Hakel, to be Mekel, B'Inyan Aflogas Asfinos. They were Mekel with respect to going and setting sail on Fridays and Thursdays within the 3 days before Shabbos, and Valicha Shayara, and also on traveling with a caravan. Toch Shlosha Yamin, within 3 days. Ki Choshevim HaKol Dvar Mitzvah, because they view everything that is somewhat of a need as dvar mitzvah, ve'ein limchos biyadan, and you should not go ahead and censure them and give them musr. Holo v'yesh lehem al mi sheyismochu, they have who to rely on and to be makel for these reasons. Let's look at the Mishnah Berura. Lamadale l'schora afilu yesh lo mizonos. According to this opinion, even if a person has food on the table, v'holeich l'schora la'avach, and he's going to business to increase his wealth, that would also be considered going for business. The ligbos mos mayna Yehudi, and to go ahead and collect your money from a non-Jew who owes you money, it happens to be shehu chola, the non-Jew is not well, and you want to make sure to get your money. So he says kol ocha ino gose, as long as the non-Jew is not a person who is on his deathbed, the low vikri say that you're not going to lose out of adayas for sure, and therefore you shouldn't go to collect it on Shabbos to collect the money. However, Eliyahu Rabba Mekel Bazeh, Eliyahu Rabba is Mekel, the Lo Gara Meholech Leschora, he says to go to collect your debts is not worse than going and going from Goyim, collecting your debts from Goyim is not worse than going for business. V'atei Mutta Lahaflig Avorzeh, you'd be able to go and try to make sure you get your collection from him, B'toch Shlosha Yamim, within 3 days of Shabbos. V'ayim L'kamet Simen Shem Lama Tess, the Magen Avram, Sif Kotn Yud Gimel, with Mr. Brurashon, he says, check out there with the Magen Avraham, and I say in the Mishnah Berura in Shin Lamed Tes. Sif Katan Lamed Hey, Valicha Shayara, also Alicha Shayara, Tok Shoshi Yom, people are Mekel. However, he says that that's Magen Avraham, B'Shem Kana Poskim, the Bahalicha Shayara, Ein Lakel. When it comes to caravan travel, which we already saw is more Chamor, you should not be Mekel for these for business and for seeing a friend, only dafka for mitzvah. Ve'ein limchos, the Rama said, still you should not give musa to people that are mekel, ava makam shalo nagu lahakel, in places where the minhag is not to be mekel, ein kedai l'chatchila lahakel, it's not kedai to be mekel l'chatchila, and to go for business and things like that. The kama poskim sovereign the ba'ina mitzvah gemura, because there are poskim that hold, you need a full-blown mitzvah in order to set sail or to travel on a caravan within 3 days of Shabbos. Ad kan.